Tracy Mack, and I'm Director of Bulk and Packaged Goods Logistics.
All right, well, we're going to talk about the river, which for everybody means the Mississippi, of course, and everybody knows we had a big drought last year. So how has the Mississippi River fared in the drought conditions that are continuing, the drought conditions that really started a couple of years ago, got worse last year, and really are continuing? And, and how has that changed in the last, I guess, few months?
Well, we've had groundings of barge tows since sometime last summer. For a while, it seemed like it was every week we had a grounding and a closure of the river for several days. And the transit times, especially on northbound, which I work mostly on with fertilizer, have nearly doubled because the narrow channel creates one-way traffic. The northbound tows have to yield to the southbound tows. And so St. Louis from New Orleans, being normally 9 days, is now 16 days or in that ballpark, and made for longer lead times on replenishment order cycles. Now, early in December, it was projected that the river was going to close, and there was an emergency move by the Army Corps of Engineers to blast rocks out of the river floor at Thebes and Grand Tower, Illinois. That was expedited from being a 3 or 4 month process to it just being about a month and a half or 2 months. And that added about 2 feet to the navigable channel between Memphis and St. Louis. And then we had some rain that came timely late December and early January and bumped the levels up 4 or 5 feet. And, we were talking about closure of the river almost daily, with a 2 or 3 week lead time. But now it's looking that we have enough water to get us through the month of March, at least, if drought continues.
Now, you talked about the Corps of Engineers actions, and they actually blew out the bottom of the river. Is that what you said?
Yeah, there are rock pinnacles at two places between Memphis and St. Louis, at Thebes, Illinois, and Grand Tower, Illinois. So they hired a contractor to blast those rocks and remove them out of the river channel.
Are there any other actions that they're considering at this point? At this point, are we not in danger of the river closing anytime soon?
Because of the recent rains and the forecasted rain right now, we're not in imminent danger of closure. We're loading lighter draft barges, 9-foot and 8-foot 6 barges, which doesn't really cause us too much of a problem. It affects the carrier's revenues, but minimum weights on an average barge are 1,500 tons, and at 8-foot 6, we can hit the minimum weights on a box or a rake barge. If we drop below 8-6, I think every 6 inches is about 105 tons, plus or minus, and you start paying for air that you're not shipping product for on that minimum weight.
So as far as this year is concerned, are we looking at this point any impact on, as far as the river is concerned, on fertilizer movement, on fertilizer availability for growers this spring?
No, the river's been navigable. These lesser drafts and longer lead times will impact our ability to recharge. But we had backup implementation plans of rail unit trains and trucking beyond. And the supply would be guaranteed that we can get it there, but the cost is what would fluctuate. If the river were to go down, it might add $20 to $40 of cost, depending on how far off the river we had to go with the product. But luckily, we have not had to implement our backup plans, and it doesn't look like we will. We just have to plan, forecast, and allow for these longer lead times.
Well, good. Well, you just did a podcast not too long ago here on the Ag Fanatics podcast, and one of the things they asked you was what your hobby was, and you said freight is your hobby.
That's right.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's sort of like a puzzle every day. There's multiple ways to get product from point A to point B or into the marketplace, and it's kind of like grain movements. The arbitrage is something you watch every day, the moving prices and the moving freight rates, and you try to take advantage of the right market to go to. Same thing with fertilizer. You take advantage of the right source to come out of.
That's all the questions I have, Tracy. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. It looks like we're out of the woods here in the river temporarily. As long as we don't continue with drought conditions through the summer, we should be okay.
All right. Good news. Well, thank you very much, Tracy. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.